Sci-Fi.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Real Life Sci-Fi with Wade and Willie. I'm Wade.
I'm Willie. Thanks for tuning in.
We're coming to you live from the Midnight Kids studio here on SchraubHomeVideo.com. A couple minutes early. So, should we go long? We're a conspiracy theory kind of podcast. One believer, one skeptic, and one guest. And today, our guest, let's welcome aboard the SSRLSF. It's our friend, comedian, Bud Anthony Diaz.
Hey, is there one I'm supposed to look at?
There's one there.
There's one for you.
Yeah, that one probably.
How you doing?
Your catchphrase. He's breaking it out early.
Sorry.
How you doing?
No one says it like want. You. How you doing?
You've got a Twitch.
I do. Follow me at twitch.tv/BudAnthony. Sometimes I stream video games. Other times I just read chapters out of old Ray Bradbury books.
Do you get any money out of that?
No. Okay. But, well, no. I think I've gotten one cash out so far. They come in chunks of $100.
So you got $100?
Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I've nice, watched you a bunch of times.
Thanks, dude.
You're very entertaining.
Appreciate.
You watch and play.
Appreciate the money that you gave me.
What? I didn't give you any money.
Ooh.
Oh.
You probably did.
Willie,
you
didn't come know. On.
I don't know how Twitch.
Thanks, dude. Yeah, I do like video games. Oh, I do a lot of crazy immersive, like Inception streams that are often confusing for the viewer. For instance, I'll put on a VR headset and then exist inside of a virtual high-rise apartment where I have a computer set up in my apartment, and then I'll play Halo on that computer.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And people are like, I don't like this. It's disorienting to watch because it's from your point of view of you watching the screen playing Halo. I'm just playing with a controller. Like, it's just, it's stupid.
Wait,
but, you know, we have fun.
So, wait,
there.
Do you even have a VR thing?
Oh, yeah.
Big which time. Which one?
Oculus Quest 2. But I've hacked the shit out of it.
Oh, nice.
Boy, I can do all sorts of AR stuff with it.
Oh, radical.
I'm a registered developer. Anytime I get any technology, I register as a developer. It just means you can do better stuff with it. So I'm pretty sure it also voids the warranty, but, you know.
I played ping pong on that thing.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Did you play the 11? Was it called 11 ping pong? 11 table tennis? You don't remember.
Probably.
It's okay. Yeah, it's good. It's a good game.
It feels like you're playing ping pong.
For sure.
It's insane.
I think that's their tagline.
But I
it feels like you're playing ping pong.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and that's good, right?
Yeah, that's great. I mean, I'm sure you got a good amount of exercise, though. It works you.
It was very hot, and I was sweating a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And then sure. I felt bad because I was sweating all over this mask that didn't belong to me.
Sure. Fun story. Boy, Oculus is going to kill me for this one. But they used to come with, like, a cushion, like, mask. Like,
yeah.
A kind of, I don't know. What do you...
Like when you get like ski goggles.
Like a car, interior of a car, whatever that material is.
Have you ever skied?
Nah.
Have you ever worn ski goggles?
Nah.
Okay, well, they have like a foam so that it like sticks to your head
it's like
better.
Makeup applicator foam.
But, yeah, but a lot of people were having severe reactions.
Oh, snap!
Yeah.
Allergic reactions?
Yeah, especially when you start sweating. The sweat activates the fibers, which activates... The reaction.
So now what is it?
So now it's just like some sort of rubber, like silicone rubber thing, which is probably better. If they're going to advertise all these sweating games. They got to sweatproof.
Did they call it the Jokic-less after that?
I don't know.
Two?
Sorry, hit me with it one more time.
The Jokic-less two?
Itchulous,
yeah.
Two, there it is. You. Yeah,
I took. Yeah.
I'm trying to remember what it's even called now. Oculus, Joculus,
Joculus
itch,
Joculus itch. There it is. Finish it up. Full circle. But no, it's fine. It's I moved recently to Altadena. Which
do you
want
to give your home address?
Not today.
Okay.
Do you guys deliver that milk everywhere?
No, the milk. Dude, the milk's gone.
Is it really?
Hold on. The milk's gone. There's no more milk. Am I looking at the right?
What is the
There's no more milk.
I don't.
Yeah, well, there's a 3-shot and then there's a 1-shot. Yeah, they got you for the 1-shot, though. I didn't know about that milk till I moved out here anyway. So they're not that big.
I don't even know about the milk. What the
they're
fuck?
They're not
you guys
even that big.
About?
What the fuck? They're huge. Okay. Altadena milk. I remember them in like elementary school. Like you get that red carton.
The little carton. That's yeah. Altadena milk.
Sometimes.
Oh.
Sometimes it's Altadena milk. Other times it's just milk.
But it's gone.
It's well, no. It moved. It moved out of Altadena, but they kept the name.
I thought maybe all the cows died or something.
No. But you can go to the old Altadena dairy.
Does it still stink? There's like 50 years of poop.
Ugh, probably. Now it's all beautiful gardens. Isn't that funny how it works? But yeah.
There's no cows there anymore?
Not a damn cow.
Well, why would you go there then?
I don't know. Just like for like whatever. Imagine if that was your thing, though. Like, ooh, I'm going to hit up all the old dairies.
It's from another time.
Going on a nice dairy tour.
Going on a tour of things from another time.
Yeah.
That's like the greatest generation. That's what they would do. Just
for sure.
Tour all the dairies.
Yeah.
Just wanted to see that big concrete structure they had in the back.
Yeah, they moved to, like, I don't know, City of Industry or something. They're just in a place where, like, you wouldn't expect a dairy to be, actually, like a concrete dairy. But, yeah, they used to be in Altadena. They used to be my neighbor. Now there's no milk at all.
Great.
Well, I switched to oat.
Smells better.
I switched to oat.
I did too.
Good.
I don't know why you need to drink any milk.
What? Because we're all babies who grew up on milk.
I can't remember milk. The last time I've had milk.
Come on. Can we do a milk episode?
Yeah, it's a big scam.
Oh, okay. Dude, I love milk.
All right. Well, now that we've established that you love milk. We do something called the WOW skill here on Real Life Sci-Fi. It stands for Wait or Willie. Oh, I forgot to say, go to patreon.com/reallifesci-fi. We've got 2 bonus episodes a week. WOW scale stands for Wait or Willie. It's 5 question quiz.
Okay, yeah.
At the end, I will give you your score. If you're more of a 0, you're more of a Wade. If you're more of a 5, you're more of a Willie. Are you ready to be Wade on the WOW scale?
I'm ready.
You've taken this before, right?
WOW scale.
Do you remember what your score was?
Are you Wade? Are you willing?
It was Wade.
Okay. All right, let's try it again, because maybe you've changed. First question, 3-parter. Do you believe in aliens? If so, have they visited Earth? If so, have they visited Earth in the last 300 years?
I do believe in aliens. Have they visited Earth? No. Have they visited Earth in the last 300 years? Probably also no.
Probably.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think of it? What do you think aliens look like?
Oh boy, just like goop.
Yeah, good. Answer.
I mean, the goop on a rock.
Yeah. Do you think that the goop can like make limbs and crawl along, or do you think it just kind of rolls?
It just, I don't know, man. Like it's you ever seen like an octopus just cruising?
Yeah, on land?
Or just like wherever octopuses are
found.
Well,
it's different.
Sure, I guess you're right. Probably in water. Sorry, in water, on ground.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, probably like that.
All right, cool.
Just goop moving freely, Alex Mack style. Just free form.
What's that? I don't know what that
is. That's fine.
That's an old fun show.
Old fun show.
Was that for Nickelodeon tweens or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was too old to be watching. It was great.
Second question.
I was a Nickelodeon tween.
Do you believe in ghosts?
No.
Not at all? Are you religious at all?
No.
Where are you from?
I'm from Santa Maria, California. You want me to give you my home address?
Yeah,
there?
Yeah. Your childhood home?
It's.
Do you have that memorized still?
Probably, I do. Right? Yeah, I have all my...
religious growing up at all?
Was raised Catholic, strongly disliked the Catholic Church growing up. I have a healthy distrust for organized religion as a whole.
Are your grandparents alive?
Yes.
Okay. Third question.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on Bigfoot?
Is there just like a big...
Do you believe in it?
Yeah.
You
like
do?
A big, yeah, because I've seen like... You know, big ass monkeys and stuff, and like apes. And
it's the biggest monkey you've seen,
dude. Santa Barbara Zoo. There was this one that was like massive. But no, I mean, like to say that oh, hey, remember like how forever ago everyone just looked like Bigfoot?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, yeah, for sure.
I remember that time.
Like, there's a pretty good possibility that there's some residual large ape
people. Then you believe that there's a dinosaur running around, too?
No. I don't think so. Okay, I think it was like two.
Gotcha.
Okay. All right.
Fourth question.
Yeah.
Do you believe in psychics, or what are your thoughts on psychics?
Well, it's okay. It's interesting because you asked if I believe in ghosts, and I said no, but I don't believe in like free floating, you know, colonial general appearing in my bedroom and being like, I don't believe in that. Like
I should have phrased it. What are your thoughts on ghosts?
Sure. Yeah. I believe that. Here, I'll use this analogy, and I'm so sorry if I used it last time. I feel like I maybe did.
It's okay.
Did I go over the shrimp analogy? Do you remember this?
Okay. Yeah, but I don't remember.
Okay. There are certain colors that certain shrimp can see that we can't see.
Yeah, you said this.
Okay. You remember this now.
I do.
Okay. All right. Try to picture a new color. Can't do it. No.
Oh, I got it.
You can't do it.
It's magnificent.
Like what? But really? Like what? Like what?
I can't describe it. It's wholly
That's
new.
What I'm saying. It's like if you really try, you can't think about it. You can't really describe it. You can think of like this pearlescence kind of crazy like color. But that's
like
all,
those cars that change colors.
Yeah, but that's all based on colors you already know.
Mm-hmm.
It's like almost impossible to create a new color in your head.
Yeah.
So this shrimp can see these colors that you can't see. So if this stupid little dumbass shrimp can see some new color, there's probably some shit about the universe we don't know about and can't like conceptualize as humans. Does that make sense?
Yeah, we can't see anything anyways, you know.
Because that's just a little dumbass shrimp in a color. And the other thing is like, I'm just saying, like, I believe in energy. I believe that unless you, when I die, unless you ship me out to outer space, my energy stays earthbound and just gets, like, fucking reused a bunch.
Well, so how are these shrimp describing these colors to us?
They're not. They don't communicate.
Well, then
this.
How do we even know?
Because we know what part of the eyeball anatomy.
So
like,
they probably see colors just differently. They don't see new colors.
But describe it. Describe what that's like.
In the same, my parallel to your parallel is how there are a lot of animals, migratory animals, that can sense and maybe even see the magnetic field.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Oh, I wasn't listening.
Oh, it's okay. No, there's supposedly some animals that can see the magnetic fields of the Earth.
Oh, so like when you see the heat off of fire?
Yeah.
Well, more like
that shrimp,
the magnetic alignment to north. So like there's this thing where like if you have a dog and you walk them on a new street, when they take a shit on the new street, they'll align themselves to be due north, which is like
that's not true. There's no way that's true.
Why
that can't be
would
true.
You have any reason to not believe your friend?
Because I've walked dogs and I know that they don't always shit facing north.
I'm actually
north.
A professional.
No dog shits facing north all the time.
No, just on new streets.
Oh.
Newt. Try it out.
All right, last question.
Report back to us.
Last question. Okay. The shrimp thing was about ghosts somehow?
Oh, yeah. I'm just saying there's some stuff that, like, there's some stuff that exists that we can't see that I know is there. Shrimp seeing new colors is one of them, and, like, there being some sort of energy that we can't like tune into that exists for sure.
Got it.
I felt it myself. I've had firsthand experiences with
it. You rehooked me.
Oh,
like
did
a
I?
Shrimp on a line?
Yes, like a shrimp on a line. I've rehooked. Wait. No, I got what I would call as an energy hug once, and it was the scariest thing I've ever went through. And I'm a hyper skeptic when it comes to ghosts. So I'm like, I don't.
Wait.
With
so
that.
What is this energy hug?
There was a terrible crash that I heard downstairs. I lived in a loft, and I ran down there, and some plates had fallen. Granted, they were adhered to the wall with sticky tape, so they weren't like pushed out of the cabinet. They
That's
were
how
like,
you guys kept your dinnerware.
Well, no, they were
stuck them to the wall.
They were like colorful
display
like fancy
landscapes.
Yeah, they were like this Andy Warhol themed
Grimace and stuff.
Sure, exactly, yeah. Like that plastic, real plastic cheap.
Yeah.
You get it. So I'm like, huh, that's weird. Those were on there pretty good. So far, nothing fishy. It's cold tonight. Maybe the adhesive falls with the mm-hmm. cold. But then I walk over to see if my roommate was home, and she wasn't. And then out of nowhere, I just felt like, can I do it to you
real quick?
Here, just like stand there. Like this. Like if someone were pushing your shoulders sideways. And I was just like, dap, fucking dap. Like just like stuck.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like, let me go. And it, eventually it kind of like let go. And then I just ran away and got under the covers.
Oh my gosh.
And it was the weirdest thing. I thought, okay, like, was I standing in a puddle? And then there was like a downed power line in the puddle or something. I was getting electrocuted in my house. Yeah. So that didn't make sense.
Right.
So then I just got really scared and went to bed.
I like that you just got under the covers like a 5-year-old.
Yeah.
If they can't see me.
I was truly like reduced to infancy. It was like such a weird experience. And then I woke up the next morning and I looked at the plates. And there's like very clearly like a hand swipe, like a dirty hand swipe on the wall that's showing that like something had like swiped the plates off.
Ooh,
I have the photo. I'll send it to you if you want.
Yeah.
So that's the only thing that's happened. So like I still to this day will like put a lot of brain power to it and think like, all right, how did that happen? Like, what's the explanation for that?
Yeah.
Did my drunk roommate come home and do that and like scurry out and like. I don't know. There still could be a logical explanation
for
that.
Where was this?
This was in Eagle Rock.
Was it an old house?
It was an older building that had been there a while, but it was like a bunch of apartment lofts, like in this big square building.
All right.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right, last question. Are you superstitious?
Yeah. For certain reasons. Like, I'm superstitious to build confidence in myself, not like because I believe that like it really means something, but it like if it makes me feel better. It's superstition is stupid.
Like if you have a job interview, you'll wear like a certain shirt or something.
Yeah, because who cares? Like who cares? If it helps, it helps. If it helps you land the job, then like cool. Be as superstitious as you want.
But what do you actually do?
What do I do for a living?
What are your superstitions?
No. What is an actual superstitious thing that you do?
Oh, like if I do go into a job interview and like when you're about to enter, this is so dumb. I can't believe I'm going to say this. When you're about to enter the office room to do the interview, I try and touch the top of the door. Like not the top of the door, but the top of the door jamb.
Have you been caught touching it?
Yeah, one time. And it comes from playing sports, when you would leave the locker room for like the big game, you would touch the door jamb.
Right.
It was just like everyone did it. So like if there's ever some like big show I was about to do or like big job interview or something or a pitch, like it was always like tap the door.
What if you would this suffice if you had a picture of a door on your iPad?
No. If you were like build the app for me, so I'm
just trying to think of digital.
But there's actually something that's like, have you heard of like, there's like the Superman pose. Like if you're nervous, you're supposed to like do the Superman pose because it's like an empowering position and it like gives you more confidence.
Maybe that's what it is.
And I feel like that's kind of the same thing. Where it's
sure, it's like before we get started, you mind if I just like do a big yawn and stretch, you know? Like, yeah, we do.
Yeah, that would be weird.
But yeah, I don't know. It's just kind of like...
You had 15 minutes in here while you were waiting for us.
It's just kind of like, all right, buddy, go get him, you know?
Right.
Go get him, pal.
Yeah.
Do your best.
No, I get it. Yeah. I get it.
Does that count as superstition? Or is that just like a pat on the back?
No, I think it does. You know? I think it counts.
Yeah, because it's very specific. It's like up there. It's not like a jiggle the handle or... You give the knee 3 scratches or anything like that. It's like a very specific thing.
So your score is like a 2.
That good or bad?
Well, you're just barely more of a Wade. I mean, I was going to give you a 3, but he's not superstitious, and so that one kind of knocks you back down to a 2.
Sure, okay. Yeah, I think the first time I did it was just like, no, like the whole time. I think I was like, Wait, because you're not superstitious, right?
No.
Okay. I think I was.
He's old. Everything else.
Got it. Okay. That's just the one. Can't find yourself to.
I think I was, and then I was just like, this is just. I was like, I don't. You know what got it for me is all the people that would tell me to do things. Well, you spill the salt, you throw it over your shoulder. And then I'd throw it and be like, this is the wrong shoulder.
Yeah.
Like, hey, you got to knock on wood. You're going to jinx yourself. I'm like, I'm not. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
I have to take on all your shit now, too?
Yeah. Fuck that.
I don't listen to anyone who tells me something to do. My dad just wrote me an email. My dad's very into Q, and he's cool. An anti-vaxxer and stuff like
nice,
that.
Nice, dude.
And he wrote me this email, and he was like, fucking wake up. I'll bet your friends haven't. And I was like, is this how you convince people to do stuff? You just insult them, like, kind of vaguely, and then they'll do whatever. Like, damn. What is this?
What if he followed up with, like, I know you have that big hot job interview this morning. Don't forget to wake up, son. I love you. I support you.
A lot easier to get it if...
Yeah. You wake up. That's odd, dude. Sorry that you're in that predicament.
Right? It is weird.
He's retired. He lives in a world where that stuff is his whole life.
For
and
sure.
And I think he thinks that's everyone's life. Like, I'm sitting around going like, oh, fuck, what am I going to do about coronavirus and shit? And I'm not. I'm fine.
I'd be like, look, like, I'm so busy. I'm too busy to look into this stuff. If, like, maybe I just, like, you gave me some money to, like, free up some time. I could, like, maybe, like, put some more thought into it. Like, just, like, give him to,
that's so
give
great.
Him to pay money.
Yeah. No, that's
time
a good
is
idea.
Money. Time is that. Money, Daddy. And, you know, you got to pay the piper. I'm the piper. I'm your son. I love you.
He's like, I've done 20 hours of research on this.
Oh, shit.
And I'm like, yeah, but your internet is different than mine. Like, you have fucked your internet.
You're, like, on net zero, Dad. We're on Spectrum.
All right, Willie. Hit us with the topic.
Tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi. If this is all just a simulation... What should we be doing? How do we win? The things that we can do to prove that we're here in a simulation? Find out tonight on Real Life Sci-Fi. I don't know if we'll figure it out, but we'll get deep.
So we're saying that the simulation is a game.
Like the movie?
I guess you're right. We should just lay out what the simulation is and then jump into that, right?
I mean, if we're gonna win this, it has to be a game, right? It has to be winnable.
Well, when I say win, I'm just like, it's kind of like, let's say you were in a game.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
Dude, I did not mean to stump you this early.
Yeah. Well, no, I'm just
he doesn't know what a game is, dude. You gotta...
Well, I totally am. My thing was like, I shouldn't have said win. That was just my funny little joke.
Oh, sorry.
So the whole thing to me was like, you know, we're making simulations. Sure, we have games that are simulation games, but like, if this were a simulation and somebody was on the other side of it, that's what I'm getting at. Like.
What could we do to help the simulation or to break it?
What could be the reason for it? Like I'm getting at, like, one of the possible things is, like, maybe it's the same way when we play Civilization. I know that I'm going back to a game now, but, like, when we play Civilization Revolution, it's like there are many different ways to get to space, but and how did you get to space?
I walked.
Well, you don't have to win by going to space, though, either.
No, there's only one way to get to space, but there's different ways to win.
Yeah, well, I guess
domination.
More, yeah.
Culture. Space.
The most popular simulation story that people know and love is, of course, The Matrix. The purpose of that simulation was to be a power source for someone else.
Yeah, to never find out.
Yeah. But, like, at its core, that's what it was, the battery analogy. Yeah. Humans were just like batteries.
Yeah.
And so the first one that I'm going to go off with is, let's say it was to fight disease to live longer, right? So like,
sure.
Like, bad example, but that's why we have so many diseases. Like, how did you get through it? What did you do to fix it?
Yeah, yeah. That's what I was going to say. It's like, that whoever made the simulation is like, we can't figure out cancer. Let's see if these simulations can.
Sure.
We'll give them cancer, and then we'll see if they can figure it out, and then we can use that.
And the way to make it the most real is to make it the most real to them. So we can't figure out that it is a simulation.
Boy, I hope that's not true. I'd hate to find out that I am a simulation participant and that somewhere else is just like all the cool kids who actually get to IRL life. And like, I'm just like the fucking, we're going to run a couple sims here and see how it goes.
Well, but what if in their real life, they don't even have legs?
Boy, do they
then
have
do you want to? Then leg? Do you want to be one of them?
Nah. Yeah, I guess. Really? Yeah, I don't know. Like,
okay,
I'd want to be the real squishy, not like whatever this is. No thanks.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up. That was one of the things that I had in my head. Was like, well, if this were a simulation, we would have to be the closest representation of the entities that created it.
Right. Yeah. For it to work, for it to be a functional simulation. But what if it's not? What if it's just like? What if it's just fucking whatever? What if it's, they're just like, hey.
We're just the weird creatures that came up.
Well, you know how like Second Life, you can be like a big monkey or whatever?
Yeah.
Yes, I do. Like, what if speak my language.
But we all kind of look the same. But what if they just don't have, what if they look totally different and we just look like this because it's a simulation and it's fun?
And it's just the part of evolution right now, and we're eventually going to look different anyways.
Well, I don't know. I just mean, like, you know, part of Second Life is, like, not being
human. It's so abstract it lets you fall into that world easier. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I've always been a human in Second Life. Just a sexy blonde woman.
Uh-huh. Do you set a lot of honey pots?
No, I just go dancing. A lot in Second Life.
Nice.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah.
You're my kind of girl.
Yeah. There are a lot of meetups. I still get Second Life emails for like, hey, we're having a meetup, big dance party on this server. I'm like, that's funny.
Wait, so how do you dance in Second Life? Do you hit the keys or do you just...
There's a menu with about 500 buttons on it, and some of them make you dance. So you just pick one, and you just kind of sit back and watch the people dance.
Can you, like, fuck it up and fall over and shit? Nope. And then everyone would, like, laugh?
Nope. It's so far from, like, a true simulation. It's I mean, like, Animal Crossing is more realistic.
Can you
than
have
Second
sex
Life.
In Second Life?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you can?
Oh, yeah.
Have you done that?
No. No, I haven't, I swear.
Okay.
People on
like
top
the
are like,
first
yeah, okay,
thing
but
that I would have
No,
done.
I didn't. I actually don't know how to do it. But I've, because it's not like.
Well,
in
when
the,
a man and a woman.
No, that's not me. It's like, so of the 500 buttons in the menu, like, do sex is not one of them. Like, it's not in there. Uh-huh. So somehow
you have
they.
To, like, unlock some kind of thing.
I think people are, like, hacking it, maybe.
It's like then, a Mortal Kombat fatality combo.
Well, it's all like they have the character and they just do, you know, normally they're just doing this. On the dance floor.
Yeah.
So if you can program this, I'm sure you can program a, you know what I'm saying? Like the correct motion to do sex.
Do you think so do they blink in the game?
I don't get that close to them. I don't know. I don't think they do, dude. I don't think they
blink.
I'm just
laughing thinking about a sex simulation where they don't blink and they're just like the same eyes for the
like,
whole...
Is one of your bullet points happen to be like the technical limitations of what it would take to actually put together a proper simulation?
I was just going to say
because that's why I'm always like simulation theories are just always bullshit. But someone could rebuttal and say like, oh, well, your mind is limited to the technology that you know, like, or that you've been shown.
I mean, that's true, but like also like with blinking, like why would we have to blink? Why would they put that in there that we have to blink? That's the dumbest thing. Because your eyeballs are wet and you have to keep blinking to keep them wet? That's stupid.
Well, if you're going for realism.
Yeah, but what if you could simulate a thing where people didn't have to blink, why would you code that? Why would
you
be like,
if you were born in the simulation, there's probably a lot of things that they could easily cut out. Say, for instance, the cancer curing sim scenario, right?
Uh-huh.
They could probably cut out blinking. If you were born in the simulation, because yeah, so, like everyone, just make them not blank. They're fine. It's not. It's there's not real water.
I just
in there,
think
you know?
That's why it's not a simulation. Why would we have to blink?
Well, so what if the answer was water is scarce in the universe, and so are these entities going to figure out how important water is to them in their daily lives? They don't even. None of us drink enough water. But
well,
like,
speak for yourself, man.
I know. I definitely don't.
I got a whole thing of water right here.
Well, I like that you bring that up because it's like, well, then what are some bigger picture ideas, you know? So I think that if this were a simulation, the evolution of the mind would be more important than evolution of the society.
Sure.
Because you're in a society and you can watch it all change around you, but like what gets you to change? Mm-hmm. You know how fucking stubborn everybody is. Like what gets you to change? To have paradigm shifts within your own belief systems.
Right.
And for the most part, it's just seeing weird shit. So what happens when you've seen all the weird shit? What then?
Yeah.
Take away technology without even being smart.
Well, if say you were in a bit of a midlife crisis, right? Didn't really know what to do. You're trying to figure out like a new career path per se. You can go to a company. They run simulations of like your a digital version of yourself millions at a time. It takes a minute.
It's like the job version of recall.
Yeah. And they find out like, oh, based on all these sims we ran, you seem to like this field the most. So you should go do that. But that, you know, that's
like an aptitude test?
Yeah. But it like you're I'm pretty sure there was a Black Mirror episode about this, similar to about dating, where they run a bunch of simulations in like a dating meetup kind of speed dating thing. And it's like whoever runs away together in the sim, like that means like, oh, you're a pretty good match. You should match with this person in the dating app. But like the sims feel like they're the real people. That's the fucked up.
That's
part.
A pretty funny simulation idea where it's like it's just a dating app, but like, hey, we're going to have you play everyone in the world that is this world, and you're going to date everyone in the world.
You could do it as long as you can. And see, that's the big thing that I know we haven't done in our current simulation that we live in. Bing, bing. We haven't figured out how to, like, digitally map someone's brain and put it in a computer yet. Once we do that, it's all over, folks. We're fucked.
Well, why? Why would we be fucked?
Because, like, I don't know. What if someone got a copy of that, right?
Yeah.
And they ran a simulation where they just tortured you and beat the shit out of you until you gave up all your MySpace passwords or whatever, you know?
Right.
From the same starting point.
Dangerous stuff.
All of your information from before that.
Yeah. Bingo. Big time dangerous security issues.
So we're just pawns of the spy game.
Yeah.
They could, like, delete all my YouTube videos.
They absolutely could. Or they could, well,
even
if they got in.
That sucks.
I know. That's why you got to set up.
There's
that,
like 10 years worth of stuff.
You got to set up
there.
That two-step verification.
My bank account they can have.
Sure.
Or give you my bank account.
But, like, it's really dangerous. Once you get to that, like, level of singularity where you're mapping and copying and duplicating someone's consciousness to a digital form, to the digital form feels real. You know, then you're fucked.
Do you think it's like Inception where we're only in a simulation to solve some problem, like this one guy's passwords in the above level, and like we all only exist to like find this one dude's passwords out?
No, I don't. I don't know, man.
But how intense could a simulate? Let's, I mean, picture computers like 10,000 years from now. Like, could a whole evolution of one thing that lasts millions of years be like a second? You know, so like it's our true. Perspective is
it has so much. It's like the internet. It had so much potential, and then we just did all the wrong things with it.
Yeah.
You know, like if that technology did exist.
Except for porn.
Of course. But it's like if that technology did exist, all it would take would be like one person to get their hands on someone's digital consciousness at whatever that timestamp was that it was made. And like they could just goof around with it and do whatever they want with it and like get the information that they need from it. And
it's But if this dangerous. Is a simulation, mm-hmm. just to take it back.
A simi. Yeah, thank you.
If we're living in a simi.
Yeah.
What's the point? What do we do?
Yeah, don't, I mean, that's the fucking big joke, man.
Well, this is not, I mean, no wrong answers. This is,
what it could be like, okay, you're an alien species, right? As I already say, I don't believe in aliens, but the goop. Alien goop comes. They're smart as hell. They're just like killing all the humans. And they're like, wait, hold on. We actually need them because we don't know a lot about this planet yet. And like, don't kill them yet. And like, what do we do with them? And like, just put them in a simulation. Mm-hmm. So they're just like, okay, cool. Like, you temporarily store the people in the simulation because it's comforting until they figure out what the move is. So they're just like chilling, like meeting up.
It started out with them trying to crack our code, but then we came up with entertainment and they just started watching it with us.
Right, yeah. They're occupied. They're watching all of our content first, and then they're going to bring us out of the simulation and be like, we have some notes. But you don't know. I mean, it's crazy.
But if that's what you think simulation is, what do you do? Shouldn't you just go crazy?
Right? By doing crazy things, you help the simulation makers because
totally.
You do?
Oh, absolutely.
They get to weed out bad behavior. They get to
and they get to like it's all part of their calculations. So like and their data, that wild card like you know, schizophrenia and cancer and suicide and just like these things that they didn't really. Plant that aren't really by the book, if you will, if there is like a book of how to live a life, like things just kind of go like off course, and that's important part of their data that they have to like work in.
Well, I always think about for all these movies like Short Circuit or whatever, these robot movies where AI learns that they're not human, and I'm always weirded out because they're so offended that they're not human, but they're a million times better.
Yeah.
But they've just been taught that they're not. And it's like
yeah, I've noticed that trend, and I feel like it could have been like, you know, replace a robot with a small boy who's just like, I want to be a grown-up.
Pinocchio?
Yes. Like, why aren't I a grown-up? You know, it's the same thing. It's a robot being like, why am I not human?
It's because of your wood, Pinocchio.
Exactly.
You're
kind of
grow.
Yeah. Yeah, bingo. But yeah, I don't know. It's like that type of story writing. I really don't think that like robots or AI would, if they get to that level like they do in the movies, I don't think they'd be like, you are different. You are human. Why am I not? I don't think they do that. They just do whatever the fuck we program to do.
Well, I don't. Short Circuit did not want to be human.
No.
He just wanted to convince people that he was alive.
Yeah. Bingo. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So, but like, you know, but what to be alive is to be human, is it not?
No. Dolphins. You're right.
Birds. Yeah, okay. Never mind.
There's a bunch.
I retract. Cats, sure. Yeah. Dogs, yeah. I don't know. I think that the simi. If it does exist, I don't think that the purpose is that you never find out. It's not like you have that moment right at your semi-death where, like, They're like,
here's
hey,
your score.
Hey, little buddy. Like, thanks for playing the game. Here's what the real world is. We're just going to let you look at it for like a minute, and then we're going to start you all over again. You know, like, they never show you. The point is just that you're just, you know, there for whatever they need you there for.
Well.
But isn't, like, organized religion, like, it's the ultimate and first version of, like, the simulation? Because, like, Christianity, your baseline, for lack of a better word, is in heaven and dressed in a white gown and floating around and feeling good and
yeah, I mean,
jacking
that's
off
like
and
a
stuff. Like that's yeah, that's like
this is the heaven, simulation test.
That's baseline. That's like where you spend most of the time before you're alive and after you're alive is there. Why you're even brought to Earth? I don't know. Cause it sucks. Like it's like way worse than this. But like that's kind of that idea is that like your Earth body is the simulation, and you must prove to the big old man upstairs. That
I mean,
good,
yeah,
you
know? No, it's like, the same thing. I think people who are sort of grappling with that this is a simulation are the same opposite side of the coin of people who are like super into religion.
Yeah,
because it's like they're trying to figure out what happens next.
Sure,
like fuck that. Who gives a shit?
As someone with, like, a related bloodline to someone who's in QAnon.
Yeah, me?
You're
talking about me?
Yeah, I'm talking about you. Like, okay, if is your dad a simi guy? He's not a simi.
I don't.
He's not pro-simi.
We've never talked about it. I'm not sure.
I just wonder if like something needs to happen in life for you to jump on that train, or if it's like all part of the Q family, you know, like I don't even know if simulation theories are like QAnon necessarily. I think they're just like conspiracy theory in general. But like, are you sitting there and then all of a sudden, like, you know, this beer can transforms into a Rubik's cube, and you're like, "What the fuck? I swear to God, it was a beer can earlier." And then you're like, "Oh my God, this is me." You know, like, does something have to happen, or is it just like it's just
for
part
you to
of
believe
the,
in simulation?
Yeah.
No, I mean. Well, I think it's.
Oh yeah,
I think it's just what we already said, which is like we're just constantly looking for answers, right? Nobody wants death to just be a black void,
yeah,
and well, nothingness.
Yeah, and that, you know, you're hitting the nail on the head right there. But my question, I mean, you know, I think that because my version of simulation, there isn't somebody, an entity on the other side in charge of it. It's just life trying to figure out the best life, but. Sure. But going back to the other whatever I was about to say is that I lost it. I fucking lost it.
Oh man!
Shit! Fuck!
Fuck.
God damn it!
Shit.
What the fuck are we gonna do now?
Well, I think bigger picture in the same way that like there are different. Fuck, I'm losing it again. Well, here we go. Here we go. Let me just start here. If to me, any sort of simulation that is run, like, it doesn't help any part of the simulators or whatever version you have out there to know that you're in a simulation, because then you kind of become this thing that doesn't work because you're not doing the right thing.
Sure.
And then also, in the same way that my parallel is when it comes to, and I know I'm going on another topic, I'm fucking really stupid right now, but reincarnation, if reincarnation was real, I would argue that it doesn't matter what your previous life was because your current life disconnects you from that. So in the same vein, like, I think knowing kind of fucks up the whole thing. But if we could figure out that we were in one, I mean, what happened? Like, we would fuck up the whole thing by just being aware of it. Like, oh, I don't want to take part anymore. Or
you know what I found that kind of helps a little with, like, existential crises is to look into quantum physics, because like, and, or sorry, quantum mechanics.
Yeah.
Because the idea of quantum mechanics is that like at the core of all living things or just everything that we're all kind of like made up of the same stuff. So like when you die, the same stuff that is that, you know, dirt is made out of or poop, you're also made out of the same stuff. And it's just kind of like what causes this one particle to form into Willy versus to form into Fern? Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
It's just like all like at its base, at its core, it's just all this like one thing that's just kind of being like goofed around by gravity and stuff and just kind of shaped around. And like when you die, you're not going to go anywhere. You're just going to be in the ground and all the little Willy particles are now going to like turn into some other crap, you know? So like you never leave. You never leave. You're not going to leave either. We're going to be, unless you go into space, but you know, we'll be here. Does that make you feel better, Wade? You're like, I look over there and you're like, oh my God, what the hell?
I mean, you said a lot of things. I'm trying to parse them.
I say a lot, yeah.
What?
I say a lot of things.
So that everything is made up of the same thing could also be a proponent simulation.
Yeah.
Because every time we like look smaller, our technology increases, we find smaller things. I know that the vibrating spring is string is the smallest thing we have now.
Yeah. Oh, boy, yeah.
But that's one thing that makes me feel weird, too. Like, the bigger we can look, the smaller we can look, we will always find something.
Everything. But what you're saying, I think, is, like, everything you know today, as of now, could all be part of a semi.
Yeah.
Which you wouldn't even know that there were something bigger and more true to what you think reality is.
Well, and at the same time, even if we did, if we had proof that we lived in a simulation, half of us would not believe it.
Yeah, yeah.
True.
And so it wouldn't really break the simulation.
I've been, since I've been like fucking 5 years old, I wanted so badly to see a ghost. Like, just to like walk into a room and be like, there it is. That's a ghost. No way around it. There it is. Just a floating orb or whatever,
just
or
to
something.
Quench your belief, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it really, it's all tied into that. Like, you just want there to be a reason for all this bullshit, you know? But like, it's just never happened. And for me to believe that I were in a simulation, I would need to see whatever the ghost version of that is.
But what happens when you turn 99 and you don't believe in anything, and then when you're 99 you see a ghost? What happens to all the rest of your life when you didn't believe in a ghost?
It's just a wash. and my life, your life begins then. Yeah. I mean, we got a ways to go. So
until we hit 99?
Yeah, until we hit 99. So hopefully we'll see some ghosts, I'm sure. Yeah.
Willie, do you have any other points? We got a couple questions.
Oh, great. Awesome.
Should I?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. This comes from, if you want to find our Discord, it's out there. It's Real Life Sci-Fi. I don't know how Discord works. This is from Kyle Damon, 96. If you were to create a simulation, would it look anything like this?
Very good question. I think it goes back to intention, what the intention of the simi is.
What would your... If you were to create a simulation, what would your intention be?
Jesus. What a question. I'd probably do like what I said earlier about like if you were in a career crisis or something, like I'd want it to be like a helpful app of some sort to like help you make decisions in life, you know?
Right.
Where you, I guess, would download your consciousness and it would run your virtual versions of yourself through different lifetimes, I guess, which is fucking crazy to think about. But it would maybe take a little time and, you know, churn out a report and say like, hey, based on everything we put out, like, it seems like you're going to construction, pal. Sorry. You know, like, damn. All right. So be it. You
every
know?
Time.
Every time. Yeah. 100% of the time. Just a union construction worker.
You failed at every single other thing. Construction is the only way you paid rent.
Yeah.
I think that's a weird question because, I mean, I love the question. I'm saying it's a weird thought because if you have an intention that you go into a simulation with, well, then you're kind of skewing everything.
A little bit, yeah. Like, what if it were just to, I need a new idea for a TV show or something.
Yeah.
And you could run, 1 million little Wades through an entire 85-year-old life and just make a general collection of all the ideas that Wade wrote down. And then they kind of use that data and were like, hey, this one was actually really good. We got a lot of feedback on that one from life number 827,431.
Right. This is weird because it's like torture, right? Because
totally.
Like,
yeah.
We live for this entire life and then realize that that only took a second whatever.
Yeah.
And if you're running a simulation of yourself or in anything in that realm, that's torture too, because you're going to see things that you don't think you're capable of or that you don't want to see yourself doing.
Yeah.
That kind of makes you think, doesn't it?
All right. Next question. Chris Galliano.
What's up, Chris?
Wink.
Just like in The Matrix, if you did find out that you were living in a simulation and you were able to unplug / get out, but then realized that the world was immensely worse than what you thought it was, would you want to just plug back in with none of that knowledge? Or would you figure out a way to continue living in that world with whomever else was able to unplug?
Well, my quick answer is that's the reason why I'll never quit playing video games, because they're great worlds to jump into.
Yeah.
But it's weird because, like, when I watch The Matrix, I battle with hopelessness and hopefulness, and I would choose to be on the outside and try to make that work and hope that would be better.
Yeah. I don't know if you could. Well, if your memory was, I don't know. It would be a very hard choice to make. That's what's his name? Joey Pants?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what he does. He doesn't want to remember anything. He just wants to go eat steak
choose
and
the
be rich.
Matrix.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a tough question because, like, if you do get out and you see that what the, you know, aliens or sentinels
smells
or whatever.
Smells like poop even
if
forever.
If you look at it and you're like, I mean, they're not like killing everybody. They're just kind of like, you know, they're just like using us for like power.
You get a whole life. It is, according to The Matrix, all of their lives are better than them all getting out.
I guess. Currently. Yeah. It's in a way, it's like someone invading a country and be like, look, like, we're not going to kill you. We still want you to be a part of this new country. But we like don't want people to see you, so like we're just gonna like put you in this little simi. All right, you're like, I guess, I don't know. You're like, no, it's gonna be cool though. Like, you can still like, you know, kill yourself in the simi if you wanted to. But
you can
like,
still
you know,
have your chair shop.
Yeah, you still have a chair shop there. Your luggage repair company down on Pico. But like, you know, it's like it'll be your own little thing. I don't know, man. I feel like I'd like to think I have some sort of conviction and like want to harness whatever is real, and like I would want to stick to the real world, like you said, and like figure out a way to make that work, because it's not fair to have, especially if you're put into that simulation without any, you know, there's no consent, and also your brain has changed to where you don't remember you went into it, you know. That's not right.
Well, that's how I treat people that are sinners, you know. I want to they don't know that not in the real world and that they're going to hell.
Yeah. It's all the same shit, dude. It's all the same.
It's the pre-Matrix is Christianity.
I think it would be, for me, it would be a question of, because I definitely don't want to live in that fucking fucked up Matrix world. I'm not doing that. Like the after one where like my head is shaved.
Are these robots just floating?
It's just a little gray.
It sucks. They eat like fucking gruel.
Not all the time.
But most here's of the thing. You know how they have those glasses for people who are colorblind or whatever, yes. And they finally see color for the first time, mm-hmm. And they're like, oh, this is amazing, and they like cry. If it were like that, where I get into the real world and it's like, oh, whoa, and like my senses are overwhelmed and it feels different, then maybe I would stay there. But if it's not that, if I feel the same as I do in here, I'm 100% coming back here.
Okay.
What if it's
the same world, but you can see one new color?
Am I a shrimp?
Yes. You might be a shrimp.
It is a simulation.
If you
wake up in an afterlife and you can see one undefinable color.
One new undefinable color? You might be a shrimp.
You might be a shrimp.
Oh, my God.
I always thought in the Matrix, when somebody died in real life, that they would barbecue them up because it's like they've eaten that gruel the whole time. It's like, oh, here's some real meat, man. You guys got to try this.
Yeah, like the pod changed from like pink to blue or something. We got a blue pod, and it's like, oh, we're eating good. Oh, that's savage, really.
It sucks.
Savage thoughts over
thank
here.
You for the meat.
Thank you so much. I'd say a prayer and everything. It'd be like a whole ceremony, but it's cannibalism.
Well, yeah, because there's no cows, right? No. You can't eat a robot.
Nope.
All right. Willie, any kind of final thoughts on this?
Well, in all of my thinkings, I feel like we are in something like a simulation where life that has been trying so hard to make life work better is just still trying to make life work. And so I think that evolution of a society and an evolution of an individual mind are as important in the simulation as probably more important. Because like no matter what you see and learn and experience, you still have your one little mind to make all your decisions off of, which is fucking crazy. And I don't know. We'll never figure it out. I'm always thinking that I'm on that quest, but
the connection between the simulation talk and like evolution as a concept, that they're very tied into each other. Because is evolution not just like trial and error, trial and error, trial and error? You know, like that's really what it is, and that's what the purpose of the simulations would be: trial and error. Try this. Did that work? No. This time, okay. Go a different route. Go a different route.
I mean, this is why I think like that everyone who's like questioning the point of life is tied together. It's just like the religious people decided that they were going to let people from fucking 500 years ago tell them what it was.
Yeah.
And the simulation people are going like, oh, what if it's simulation? I don't know. But at the end of the day, like this is all, there's no point to life.
Like, no, it's absolutely not, baby.
It's a fucking
no
wasteland
point.
Out here. Yeah. Like, this is...
One smile.
It's just like, it's just this crazy long series of things that just happen.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It's pretty great.
It's pretty fucking but cool.
Evolution.
I'm so stoked. I'm glad to be here.
But if you can just stop fighting against that and be like, oh, none of this matters, this is fine... It's like liberating, right?
That's what you call like a dumbass. Like someone who's like just, you know, they just go to sleep at night and it's fine. And they have sex with the person they love and they come every time and it's great. And they're just like, hell yeah. Like they're just so happy. You see them, they're around.
Yeah, no. Like the Labradors of the world.
Yeah. Yeah, the Labradors of the world.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't struggle with anything. But I'm saying that, like, you don't have to be one of those people. You can still sort of, like, appreciate that there is nothing after this.
Well, that's like atheism. Like, atheists find, somehow find, like, comfort in the fact that that we don't know.
Right.
I'm like, I don't know how you do that, but but some people do. They're like, isn't it just crazy that, like, we don't know. Like, all right, I guess.
Shout out your Twitch again.
Oh, twitch.tv/BudAnthony. That's BUDDANTHONY. I've been Bud Anthony.
Really?
Blue Bad Movies at Instagram.
Beer Buddies. Download Beer Buddies. Beer Buddy. Have fun showing your friends your drinks. Remember, just because you're paranoid doesn't mean they're not after you. I think I did it.
Oh, you did it.
Real fine. Barely. Fine.